Community service organisations are calling for carers to be recognised as essential workers, as the ongoing national fuel crisis places strains on operations. Under the current Liquid Fuel Emergency Act, frontline workers delivering in-home aged care, disability support, hunger relief and family services are not included in the fuel rationing framework. The Wire's Taylor Viskic spoke with Karen James, acting CEO at Wesley Mission, to find out more.
We know that we cannot deliver care on empty, and that's not really meant as a tagline or any pun. If our care workers cannot get fuel, people miss out on essential support, and it's really that simple. People in home care rely on Wesley Mission to arrive on time and to deliver the services that they're expecting. Many of our clients depend on us for their daily essential needs, such as personal care, food, medication, etc. So it's absolutely critical that the government recognise carers as essential workers.
What are the risks of failing to prioritise in home carers as essential workers?
We put many, many people at risk in terms of getting their medication, being able to literally eat that day. So it's a significant risk to the population that is expecting a carer to support them for that day. It's a significant risk to Australians. We risk putting even more pressure on hospitals, emergency services, and already stretched systems.
Can you offer any insight into how you've seen the current fuel crisis disproportionately affect vulnerable communities?
We see all of our data stats across our services rising, from homelessness to food insecurity to risks around getting access to care. They're just slowly incrementing up because of the basically inflation related to the challenges with fuel prices.
In what ways could the government provide support, particularly in the National Fuel Security Plan, for frontline workers?
Our most immediate call to action is to classify them as essential workers. We think that is going to be absolutely critical, as we saw with COVID, when the government reaches level 3 and level 4, if indeed that happens.
Joanna Favero, Deputy CEO of Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, says the organisation is also facing sustained pressure from increased supply costs and a decrease in volunteers.
Firstly, we've seen falling food donations. We have an amazing community of generous food donors who drop off food to us, but many are now saying that they're unable to donate the food directly to us and asking us to come and pick it up. We also drive about 500 kilometres a week to pick up food from different areas across Melbourne, and unfortunately with rising fuel costs, it means that is costing us more. We've also seen a decrease in volunteers. Our food bank is volunteer-led, and as volunteers are finding it harder to get to the workplace, and also the rising cost of prices now.
Can you offer some insight into how you're seeing the current fuel crisis affect asylum seeker communities, and what's the feeling in the community?
We're hearing back from people seeking asylum that the vast majority are saying that the fuel crisis is impacting them, whether that's their ability to come to ASRC, to drive to ASRC, whether it's the ability to drive their kids to school. We are seeing people who have never accessed ASRC before coming and accessing. So it really has had an impact. It's just a devastating choice. People are making a choice between food and medications.
Level 4 of Australia's National Fuel Security Plan includes measures such as fuel rationing. Under the current Liquid Fuel Emergency Act, charities like yourself who offer support to vulnerable communities are currently not recognised as essential services. How do you react to this?
And that is something that we're working very closely with other charities to advocate for community workers to be classified as essential workers. We're also working with the Australian Council of Social Services, because people in the community, such as people seeking asylum who do not have a safety net, we are absolutely essential to them and need to be recognised as essential workers to be able to unlock any of those benefits that may come with Stage 4.
Why is it important that the unique and culturally appropriate needs of this community are recognised, especially when it comes to food banks or addressing food insecurity?
we ensure that we have culturally appropriate food which is available through our food bank. Also, many people seeking asylum don't have stable accommodation or in transitory accommodation, so we work with dietitians. So it's vitally important that places such as ASRC are able to continue providing culturally appropriate and substantial levels of food to people seeking asylum. Otherwise, they will go hungry because there's nowhere else to turn.
Deputy CEO of Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Jana Favero, speaking with The Wire's Taylor Viskich.